A rocket engine that can operate in temperatures colder than outer space itself, that is what India just successfully tested. On 16 March 2026, the Indian Space Research Organization or ISRO conducted a landmark 165-second hot test of its CE-20 cryogenic engine at the IPRC Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This is significant because it marks the 20th hot test of the engine, a record for ISRO's CE-20 program. The CE-20 engine is a crucial component of the cryogenic upper stage of the LVM-3 rocket, which is India's heaviest operational rocket. The CE-20 engine powers the C-32 stage of the LVM-3 rocket, which is the upgraded version of the current C-25 stage. This upgrade is necessary to accommodate heavier payloads, which is essential for India's Gagnyaan mission, a human spaceflight program, as well as commercial heavy payload launches. The engine's 22-ton thrust is a significant increase from its standard 20-ton class, making it suitable for these heavier payloads. To put this in perspective, the CE-20 engine uses liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen as its propellants, which are stored at extremely low temperatures. This combination offers the highest specific impulse, or fuel efficiency, of any chemical propellant pair. India's mastery of cryogenic technology is a remarkable achievement, given that it was denied access to this technology by the United States in 1992 due to Missile Technology Control Regime or MTCR concerns. Now, let us turn to the historical context. Cryogenic technology is a critical component of any space program, and India's ability to master it in-house is a significant achievement. The CE-20 engine's success is a testament to ISRO's capabilities and its commitment to developing indigenous technology. This is a crucial aspect of India's space program, as it allows the country to maintain control over its technology and reduce its dependence on foreign suppliers. The CE-20 engine's success is also significant for India's commercial space ambitions. The LVM-3 rocket is capable of carrying heavy payloads, making it an attractive option for commercial satellite launches. In fact, the LVM-3 rocket has already been used to launch OneWeb satellites, a commercial satellite constellation. With the CE-20 engine's success, India is now poised to take on more ambitious commercial space projects. In other news, India dominated the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026, held at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. The country finished first on the medal table with an impressive 208 medals, including 75 gold, 69 silver, and 64 bronze. This is a remarkable achievement, given that the event was held over just 3 days and featured athletes from 8 countries. Preeti Pal, a Paralympic bronze medalist from Paris 2024, was one of the top performers for India at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026. She won a double bronze in the T35-37 category, showcasing her exceptional talent. Sumit Antil and Praveen Kumar, both Paralympic gold medalists from Paris 2024, also performed exceptionally well, winning gold medals in their respective events. The World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 is a significant event for India, as it provides a platform for its Paralympic athletes to compete against the best in the world. The event is a testament to India's growing commitment to para sports, which is a crucial aspect of the country's sports policy. Now, let us turn to the environmental context. The Kalshila wetland in Assam is facing a severe threat due to illegal earth cutting by JCB excavators. The extracted earth is being transported commercially, defying a Guwahati High Court order, district administration prohibitory orders, and Assam Forest Department regulations. This is a serious environmental concern, as the Kalshila wetland is hydrologically connected to the Deepair Bheel, a Ramsar-listed wetland. Deepair Bheel is a critical habitat for migratory birds, including the critically endangered bear's pochard. The wetland is also home to the Ganges River dolphin, which is India's national aquatic animal. The destruction of the Kalshila wetland poses a significant threat to the biodiversity of the region, making it essential to take immediate action to protect this ecosystem. The Musi Riverfront Development Corporation Limited has unveiled a heritage concept map linking 11 historic monuments to the planned 55 km Musi River Rejuvenation Corridor in Hyderabad. The monuments include the Golconda Fort, the British Residency at Koti, and the Charminar. This is a significant initiative as it aims to integrate ecological restoration, landscaped walkways, cultural zones, and heritage tourism circuits. The Musi River has historically been the lifeline of Hyderabad, and its rejuvenation is essential for the city's development. The heritage concept map is a testament to the city's rich cultural heritage, which is a critical aspect of its identity. This initiative is also significant for India's urban development policy, which emphasizes the importance of preserving cultural heritage while promoting sustainable development. In other news, scientists have discovered a new catfish species, Amblyceps vaivya, from the northern Western Ghats region of India. The species name, Vaivya, means northwest in the local regional language, referencing its geographic distribution. The Western Ghats is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and one of the world's 8 biodiversity hotspots. The discovery of Amblyceps vaivya is significant as it highlights the rich biodiversity of the Western Ghats region. This region is home to a diverse range of flora and fauna, making it essential to protect this ecosystem. The discovery of new species is also a testament to the importance of biodiversity conservation, which is a critical aspect of India's environmental policy. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance. The CE-20 engine's success is a significant achievement for India's space program, making it essential to understand the context of this development. The engine's 22-ton thrust and its ability to operate in extremely cold temperatures make it a critical component of India's space program. The World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 is a significant event for India, highlighting the country's commitment to para sports. This is essential to understand, as para sports are a critical aspect of India's sports policy. The discovery of Amblyceps vaivya is also significant, as it highlights the importance of biodiversity conservation in the Western Ghats region. The Musi Riverfront Development Corporation Limited's heritage concept map is a significant initiative, emphasizing the importance of preserving cultural heritage while promoting sustainable development. This is essential to understand, as it highlights the critical aspect of India's urban development policy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Asterisk: the CE-20 engine's thrust is 22 tons, making it a significant increase from its standard 20-ton class. Asterisk: the engine's 165-second hot test at the IPRC Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu is a record for ISRO's CE-20 program. Asterisk: the CE-20 engine uses liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen as its propellants, which are stored at extremely low temperatures. Asterisk: India's mastery of cryogenic technology is a remarkable achievement, given that it was denied access to this technology by the United States in 1992 due to MTCR concerns. Asterisk: the LVM-3 rocket is capable of carrying heavy payloads, making it an attractive option for commercial satellite launches. Asterisk: the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 is a significant event for India, highlighting the country's commitment to para sports. Asterisk: the discovery of Amblyceps vaivya is a testament to the importance of biodiversity conservation in the Western Ghats region. Asterisk: the Musi Riverfront Development Corporation Limited's heritage concept map is a significant initiative, emphasizing the importance of preserving cultural heritage while promoting sustainable development. Now, let us connect the dots to your UPSC preparation. Asterisk The CE-20 engine's success is a significant achievement for India's space program, making it essential to understand the context of this development. Asterisk The World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 is a significant event for India, highlighting the country's commitment to para sports. Asterisk The discovery of Amblyceps vaevia is also significant, as it highlights the importance of biodiversity conservation in the Western Ghats region. Asterisk The Musi Riverfront Development Corporation Limited's Heritage Concept Map is a significant initiative, emphasizing the importance of preserving cultural heritage while promoting sustainable development. In conclusion, the CE-20 engine's success is a significant achievement for India's space program, highlighting the country's commitment to developing indigenous technology. The World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 is a significant event for India, emphasizing the importance of para sports. The discovery of Amblyceps vaevia is a testament to the importance of biodiversity conservation in the Western Ghats region. The Musi Riverfront Development Corporation Limited's Heritage Concept Map is a significant initiative, emphasizing the importance of preserving cultural heritage while promoting sustainable development.